again, be just a close to one. We're going to sing to wake you all up this morning. And there's a session next door, too, so. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Selamat pagi, guten morgen, and all that. Annyeonghaseyo, Ohio. So we can try that in different languages. Bonjour, madame, monsieur. All right. We will sing again, just a closer walk with thee. We'll sing all three verses and, of course, the chorus as well. We pray. So, no, it's not going up there. Yes, never mind. You just listen. You just listen. And remember what you remember. All right? Okay. No, we didn't do a PowerPoint of that one. So. All right, yeah. So. I think we'll all stand. Thank thee for the Bible conference that we have had for this last day. And Lord, we thank thee for the many blessings we have received from thee and pray that thou wouldst continue to bless us even this morning. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Now, no doubt you would have noticed that the third stanza of Just a Closer Walk with Thee talks about what some people would say is a rather unpleasant subject, because it talks about dying, when my feeble life is over, when my life is ended. Mati la, we die. Alright, let's face it, you know, we're all going to die one day. Unless, of course, the Lord comes back before then. There's an interesting verse in Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 8. A verse that was drawn to my attention some years ago, and it's a verse that talks again about this. Particular, the situation developed regarding a gentleman by the name of Mr. Chu Fukwa, who was living in Petaling Jaya in Malaysia. And I'm not sure how many of you have heard of Mr. Chu, but Mr. Chu was a staunch Buddhist, and he'd gone to listen to the, you know, fortune tellers and all that, and they had predicted that he would die on a certain day. And to him was at that stage pointed out Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 8. There is no man that has power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither has he power in the day of death. And then it goes on, and there is no discharge in that war, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. And it was pointed out to Mr. Chu that no fortune teller can predict the day of your death, because no man has the power over the spirit to restrain the spirit, neither has he power in the day of death. All this is up to God. So man cannot say, you know, unless of course you're a condemned criminal and say tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock we're going to put a piece of rope around your neck and hang you, you know, unless it is something in that nature, we ultimately do not know when we will die. And so Ecclesiastes 8:8 is a good verse to remember. We do not have the power over the spirit to retain the spirit, you know, because when we die, the spirit goes to be with the Lord. So we have no control over that. We cannot say, okay, now or tomorrow, I will have my spirit go. So we do not know. But the fact does remain that one day we shall all die, when my feeble life is over. And then, of course, it goes on to say, time for me will be no more. Well, the basic implication there, I'm not going to talk about the subject of, is there time with God? We talked about that in Bible study some time ago, but I'm not going to rehash that. But basically the implication is time for me will be no more, because I will be in eternity. There will no longer be anything to worry about, because from there on it is forever with the Lord, if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. So time for me will be no more, talking about eternity. And that, of course, is a serious question, because after death, what? You know, and that, of course, is always a... Okay? Okay, thank you. All right, this is just as an interruption announcement. We have to be checked out by 10 o'clock, as you know, but Unit 15, or Villa 15, where the children have been meeting, we have just been given permission to check out of that unit late by 11:30. All right? So that means that when we have our final message, Brother Mark, the children will go back to Unit 15 as usual. Okay? So I'm giving you that announcement. He just came through from Uncle Johnson. Okay? So. All right. Now, coming back to the message here, this matter of this question, after death, what? You know, because I already indicated to you, you know, we don't have power over the spirit to retain it. We cannot retain the spirit, you know, and our time is up. Our time is up. You know, God says, this is it, that is it. But then the immediate question comes, all right, time will be no more, because in a sense, we go from that on into eternity. But what kind of eternity will it be, in heaven or in hell? And that's something to consider. If I read from Luke chapter 16, beginning at verse 19, a passage that I think most of you, if not all of you, would be familiar with. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. That means he had a big makan every day, huh? And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. And we can stop at this point. You know, but you see the contrast there. The beggar died. Nothing is said about his funeral. Notice that. All right. But we are told that he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. In other words, he was carried up into heaven. The rich man also died and was buried. And you can imagine being a rich man that it was a grand funeral. But in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. What a contrast between the two. So when my feeble life is over, time for me will be no more. Eternity has begun in that sense. But what kind of an eternity? In heaven or in hell? And then the song goes on to say, guide me gently, safely over to thy kingdom's shore, to thy shore. You know when it says, guide me gently, safely o'er, I always get the impression that this is something that's going to take time. You know, we don't want to go too fast. But I think that's not in agreement with what the Bible says. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Instantaneously. So, you know, kind of consider that there. You know, we can sing it, guide me gently, safely over to thy kingdom, shore to thy shore. But realizing, of course, that in reality, the moment we breathe our last breath on earth, we are present with the Lord. So that is something to look forward to. Now, with this, I want you to turn to Revelation chapter 22. All right, that's the last chapter in the Bible. And I haven't preached an awful lot on that. We did have some time ago, Dr. Gary Cohen, who spoke to us in the book of Revelation. But three times in this one chapter does Jesus say, I come quickly. All right? So notice that. If you happen to have a red letter edition, this will probably stand out even more clearly to you. But first of all, in verse 7, he says, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. But behold, I come quickly. And then in verse 12, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. So again, behold, I come quickly. And then in verse 20, he would testify of these things, saith, surely I come quickly. So three times in this one chapter, we hear the Lord saying, I come quickly. And that is certainly a hint to us. We better make sure that we are ready for the Lord to come. So when my feeble life is o'er, what does the Bible say? 70. By reason of strength, 80. Yet are their days labor and sorrow. They shall soon fly away. Soon our life will be over. What's even 100 years when you think about it in the context of eternity? It's nothing. You know, that's why some of you know this. But John Newton's hymn, Amazing Grace,
that last verse. So we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. When I was a student at Bob Jones University, we never sang 10,000. We always sang 10 trillion. That was just an automatic, you know. When we've been there 10 trillion years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. And then I've heard another variation of that as well. When we've been there forevermore, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. You know, so we have that time that we are with the Lord. So when my feeble life is over, and one day it will be over, time for me will be no more, because eternity, in that sense, has begun. And we pray, Lord, guide me gently, safely, over to thy kingdom shore. Well, there's a picture there, obviously, like crossing the river. So lead me to the shore on the other side. Well, we don't follow Greek mythology, the river Styx and what have you, you know, but we do look forward to that day when we can be with the Lord forevermore. The Lord who has said, I come quickly. So as we sing, just a closer walk with thee, and some of you have been practicing this and you know your parts and everything else to that. So when you sing this, remember that we are weak, but God is strong, and he can keep us from wrong as his Holy Spirit helps us, works in us, guides us. And then, of course, as we have this life, there are toils, there are snares, there are burdens that we have, but who carries our burdens? The Lord. So we can pass on our burdens to him, and he will help us through the struggles that we have day by day. And then when we come to the end of this life, we know that through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we will end up with him in heaven forevermore. So just a little chorus, just a little song, just a closer walk with thee, and yet something that we can think about carefully. But do we really have a closer walk with God? That's what we need. Not just here at our Bible conference, but day by day when we go home. You know, I prepared a PowerPoint presentation that I used some time ago, you know, on how to maintain the high of the Bible conference. You know, and I was debating whether, I have it with me, so I was debating whether to show that this morning or not. But I thought, no, I won't do it, because most of you have seen this before. But you know, this is the thing. Bible conference on a spiritual high. But how long does it last? And it can last if we remain close to the Lord. And that's the key. To remain close to the Lord. Because then we can continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, we've learned to walk close to him, to walk worthy of the Lord. And then, of course, we have this year's theme, to be fruitful in every good work. But to do that, we must maintain daily a close fellowship with the Lord. And as I saw that particular, did that particular PowerPoint, one part of it is an illustration of a pianist. You know, a famous pianist, I believe it was Paderewski. And he said, if I don't practice for one day, I know. If I don't practice for 2 days, my critics know. If I don't practice for 3 days, the whole world knows. Now that might be an exaggeration, but the point was, if I don't keep on practicing, pretty soon everybody will know it. in the same way. If you don't keep close to the Lord on a daily basis, pretty soon everybody will know it. Hey, he's changed. He's different. He's not like what he used to be. He used to be such a good Christian. But now, I wonder. I've shared with some of you before, and I'm sure Elder Joshua Lim would remember this. They had at South Rejurong a young man by the name of Jim Lass, J-I-M-L-A-S. And where in the world did he get that name from? You know, I never heard of a name like that. But it was an acrostic. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. And I started pastoring Calvary. I saw his name on the membership list. I said, Jimless, yeah, they explained all this to me. Well, where is he? Well, he's not going to church anymore. So the fellow whose name was Jesus is my Lord and Savior, I don't know what happened to him. But for you and me, let us make sure that we walk daily closer with our Lord. Just a closer walk with him. At this time, well, it's Ken, do we have time for a short session of prayer, or should we at this point start finishing our packing up? Yes, say 5 minutes before 9. Ten o'clock. There's no Thingspiration today. No, there is, or is there Thingspiration? There is Thingspiration. Okay, Thingspiration is 9:45. That means if we stop now, we have 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to stop now? Yeah. We can have prayer more. Yeah, we'll close in prayer anyway.
So if it says fine by everyone, time to go back to your leader. We are everything. Go through.